Hey everyone, welcome to the Over Here's Original Podcast. The Ohio Podcast is brought to you by R. Rocho Firearms. Get with them for all your CCW carry concealed weapons license needs and basic pistol training. Find them on all social media at R. Rocho Firearms. And on tonight, for the first episode, being back, season two, we have Sammy Sams.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. You're drinking a Dr. Pepper?
Yes, it's my favorite.
How is it?
Cherry. Very cherry.
23 flavors.
Yeah, well, it tastes like cherries.
So, who are you? Where are you from?
I grew up here in Elyria, in this okay state of Ohio. Lorain County, that's where I'm from.
Oh yeah? Born and raised, huh?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've lived in other states, other places, but yes, this is home.
Do you like Ohio better than where you've lived before?
I mean, it's okay. I don't mind the gray skies and the cold weather and the snow and
Shout out to Mat-O-Matic.
And all the rain stuff, you know? I don't care too much for that. Plus, I'm short, so it really sucks when it's like a foot of snow and you've got pants on because everything gets wet. Hate it. It's not pleasant. If you live in a place so you don't experience that, be thankful.
Where else have you lived before?
I've lived in Tennessee. I've lived in Kentucky. I've lived in West Virginia for a stint. And here in Ohio.
Where did you live at down in Tennessee?
In Scott County.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Scott County is a drug-filled place. Very, very little. And the actual city that was in there was called Oneida. And in Oneida, there was really only, like, Walmart. Like, a little shopping strip, I guess, with a couple little shoe stores and a couple little places to eat. That was really about it. A bunch of gas stations.
Right. And why'd you decide to move down there?
There was family down there. Needed a place at the time to get away from here.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Needed to change a pace.
Had to get away for a little while.
You just needed to change a pace.
Right, I see.
You know, every human being goes through that, I think. But yeah.
So what are you working on this year? 2020, start of a new decade?
A better body. A better body, for sure, when I hit the gym. Get more in shape, build up cardio. You know? I smoke cigarettes pretty heavy. I want to quit doing that. That's long-term goal for the end of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Little by little, I want to get to the end of the year where I'm not smoking them at all. I mean, I don't... Everyone says go cold turkey on that, but that's really hard. Like, if you were a heavy smoker and you've ever attempted to quit that, you know how hard that is. So.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. You know, I know a lot of people who... suffer with it, and what's crazy is as many drug addicts as you would see out there, there's a lot of people addicted to nicotine. A lot of people don't understand that that's just as much as a drug, you know?
It's just as unhealthy for you.
It kills you slowly.
Yeah, it's just as unhealthy for you. I mean, think about it. When, for example, our grandparents were young in the 50s and 60s, that was the thing to do, was to go and smoke cigarettes and be cool.
Yeah.
And in turn, look how many people that age now are suffering from severe lung problems and are dying from that.
Mesothelioma.
Emphysema, COPD, lung cancers, yeah, all of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, it's all bad. So why it's good to quit now, you know? I mean, but then you got people like my grandma who smoked. She passed when she was 70-some years old in her late 70s, and she smoked for 50-some years. Never had lung problems, never had, like, lung cancer.
I mean, look at my dad, but then again, too, I also feel like that comes down to how actively fit you're being. Because to me, you could smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, and you run 2 miles, and it's not going to affect you as compared to somebody who's not doing that, you know?
Yeah, that is true. Trying to be active, I guess, may help, but I don't know, you know? I feel like cancer cells could just activate whenever.
I mean, and that's with anybody, though. Everybody, every human being has cancer cells in their bodies for different things, and if they just decide to activate, or if you have other factors that are activating them, that could be anybody.
Right, and a lot of people are scared to go get it checked out, you know, and they could probably get it stopped earlier, but there's a lot of people who wait till it's too late, you know?
Mm, some people, it's not even the fact of waiting till it's too late. It's the fact of not having insurance, not having a proper head, not having certain things in your life to be able to do that.
Yeah, but if I'm feeling sick, I'm definitely going to the doctor. I know it's a medical bill, but...
I mean, that's you. That's the way you think. There's somebody who thinks that, oh, I just got a cold, I'm fine. You know? Yeah,
true. Until it gets to you're coughing up blood or it gets really bad. Like, when my mom was sick, she was getting up every morning for a few years. Like, sick every morning. And right. She finally went and got it checked out, and she had stage 3 ovarian cancer that had spread.
Right. But then again, too, your mom was somebody who, not talking ill on her, but somebody who lived a rough lifestyle and at certain points was caring more about doing other things than going to the doctor, too.
She was scared, though. She was scared to go get checked out.
I mean, you know? I understand that.
So you shouldn't be scared. If you have something going on, you feel a little iffy on it, go get it checked out. The longer you wait, the worse it's going to be. Your body is like a car.
Yeah.
You sit on that problem, it's going to get worse.
And again, that also being said, your body is like a car. You got to maintain it. You got to be physically active.
Yeah.
You got to eat properly. You can't keep putting a bunch of junk in your body and going, well, why is this happening? You know?
Yeah.
But.
You got to make sure to take care of yourself. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth.
And knowledge is power.
And knowledge is power.
So you trying to make it out to any of the Comic Cons or anything going on? I know we're supposed to be going out to LA this April.
I know we're going out to LA this April, and I definitely cannot wait to go to Disneyland. That's a big thing. That's a super big thing, and I'm really excited about that. Like, super excited about that. I'm a huge Disney fan. For anybody out there listening who knows, I have over 200 VHS DVDs all in the hardback Disney cases. I have pictures. They're sitting like 10 feet from me. They are beautiful. Got a special shelf for them and everything.
With lights. It has lights on it. The shelf lights up.
It's the shit. It really is.
What's
your
favorite?
We had maintenance men come to our apartment, and they were, you know, poking around doing what they do, maintenance men. And then the one dude goes, oh my God. And he got so excited about it that he literally live Instagrammed it.
Oh, like, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
He was like, you guys are the Disney Plus before Disney Plus.
Yes, very much so.
What's your favorite Disney movie that you have in your collection?
Oh, I can't tell you just one, but I'll put it into a top five. The top five that I have, Little Mermaid is definitely in there. Monsters, Inc. is definitely in there. I'm a huge fan of Cinderella. That's in there. I'm looking at them all. I'm looking at them all, trying to figure out what's up there and what's not. I have Wizard of the Oz. Even though technically that's not a Disney movie, it's still on hardback and on my shelf, and it's amazing. And Lilo and Stitch is definitely way, way, way up there, too, because that's amazing. But see, I like Peter Pan a lot. I don't know. I'm more of a fan of the old school stuff anyway.
Yeah, same. I know we just watched the Aladdin remake, and we both felt it was okay.
So, out of all the live-action remakes that they've done of the old-school Disney movies, especially the movies that we grew up on, Aladdin was honestly my favorite, because it held true to the cartoon. It held true to the original Aladdin. It had original songs still it, too, and it was amazing, and it's right of that. But the genie... Love Will Smith as an actor. He tried way too much to be like Robin Williams instead of putting his own Will Smith into it. And that would be my one really big critique.
I feel like he could have definitely came off in his own character light, you know, and did better. It was still good, but I feel like he tried to copy Robin Williams too much. But then again, he was probably looking at it like the backlash of him trying to do it differently, though.
People would have bitched and complained.
Right, so maybe he just felt that he was going to do his best to be that animated with it. And it wasn't bad, but it
like
definitely
I said,
didn't
it was...
come through like how Robin Williams did it.
Right, and again, it was, out of all the live actions, it was the most held true to the original material.
Yes.
Yes. But
that is true.
Disney's my shit. Yes, and Disney is my shit. And again, there's been people out there that are like, oh, and then they've actually seen the collection and seen for what it is, and it's amazing. It really, really is amazing. I also have a bunch of Sailor Moon stuff, too. I mean, literally, I'm so obsessed with that it's tattooed on my body. I'd like to go to a Comic-Con with and cosplay as that or dress up as that. That would be super fun and cool. And I have all the tapes for that too. Like, I have old school tapes from that as well. And I have old school mangas from the 90s, and if you don't know what a manga is like a Japanese comic book. It's super cool.
So what's your favorite Sailor Moon out of all of them? Do you like the mangas or the mangas over the VHSs? Or do you think that they're equal?
I mean, the mangas, in my opinion, that's the original. That's the source material. That's where it all stemmed from. So that's always going to be my favorite. Plus two, depending on which version of Sailor Moon you're watching, whether it be the original Japanese anime, whether it be Sailor Moon Crystal, whether it be the English dub, you get different portrayals of it. Like, for example, if you're watching the English dub now where Viz just redid it, they still keep the storylines to Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus being lovers. In the original 90s dub that we got in English, they were called cousins. And it's kind of weird watching it that way and them being portrayed as cousins because they're lovers. So there's a lot of scenes that you can sense that closeness with.
Do you think America wouldn't accept it like that? So that's why it was rewrote?
Yes. When America redid... First of all, America tried to actually do their own version of Sailor Moon, and it was so bad that when they... Google it. It's Google Saban Moon, and you will see what I mean. Or YouTube Saban Moon, and you will see what I mean. It was so bad that the Japanese people in, like, the viewing room were laughing. And they finally were laughing so badly that they said, "Nah, we're not going to give you the rights if this is what you're going to do to it." So eventually they come to agree its terms to where they said that you guys can redraw and retweak and rename a lot of the crap to Americanize it in a sense, and it was bad. The cousinings of Neptune and Uranus was the worst of it. There was Tuxedo Mask, aka Prince Endymion. He had four soldiers that were like his dude, you know what I mean? And in the American dubbed version, you see them come back in the first season. They change the genders to one of them because they have two of those dudes that are in love too. Oh, and they make the one dude actually a female in the American dub to make it acceptable, which is not okay. You know, they cut in the first season of Sailor Moon in the English dub, they cut the first season from two episodes to one, and they showed a whole difference of the characters not dying. Oh, all right, I'm going on a whole nother tangent with it. I'm
sorry. No, it's fine.
No, it's just. My love for that goes deep.
All right, I know. Super deep. I was hoping you were going to bless the people with some gems like that. Because there's people who may not know about it, who want to get into it, and maybe know about it, but didn't know it to that extent.
So if you're out there and you've never seen an episode, never know anything about it, my suggestion to you is, it's on Hulu. I know it's on Hulu. You can find it in a bunch of other websites too. But find the Viz redubbed version of it from the 90s original, because it's the best portrayal of it, and it's in English, and it's easy to understand if you're here in the States and listening, you know, and then speak English. Or just go find the mangas and read the mangas. That's actually a beautiful way to start too. Little things like Usagi. If you transfer Usagi into English, it means bunny, so they didn't call her bunny in the original dub. They called her Serena. You know, just little ways things transfer that they tweak stuff with. But Sailor Saturn is my favorite. Sailor Saturn is my favorite because she represents destruction and rebirth. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but the whole rebirthing of things, the whole constantly growing and constantly needing to destroy your past and destroy what was behind you to build further, you know?
Sam wants us to have a Sailor Moon wedding.
Yes. Dude, Usagi is my goddess. You have no idea. If you don't know, you know.
Sammy wants to go to Tokyo. First, we gotta get on a plane and go to California.
Dude, we go to Tokyo, there's legit restaurants, and they're like stories, like levels to it. So you walk into the first one, it's just like a little gift shop. You go upstairs and you can sit down and eat, and everything Sailor Moon themed, everything. And then you go up to the next one and you can watch a little show of them all come out, and they have like live interactions.
That's the one where they interact with the crowd.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sammy shows me stuff I have no idea that has ever existed.
The 2020 Olympics in Tokyo this year, supposedly when they actually introduce it, the final two characters to come out are going to be Super Saiyan Goku with Super Sailor Moon. Okay. So that tells you, like, how much that's amazing over there.
Yeah, but she's, like, huge. So, yeah, her and Goku, like...
Oh, in the anime world, when you go to a guy's version, most people know who Goku is. When you go to girls, most girls know who Sailor Moon is.
Right.
You know?
So, what if we did a Goku-Sailor Moon wedding and I could be Goku?
No.
See, Sammy's lame.
We can tweak that in there, but no, you can't be Goku. You gotta be in a suit. You can't be in, like, the orange gear. Like, no.
Why not? I gotta have my orange suit on with my belt, and I could, you know,
spike my hair up,
flex a little bit.
No. We can always put you up in Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, if you want to have a Toy Story wedding.
We could have a Toy Story wedding.
You could be Jesse and I'll be there.
That or we could be a whole Disney wedding.
If we have kids, they can be the LGMs.
The LGMs. I love the LGMs.
Wouldn't it be awesome for our ring bearer to be an LGM?
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Who else would have a Toy Story wedding? I've never seen it done before.
It'd be us.
Yeah, we'd probably be the first. Sammy's probably going to cry like a child when we go to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to cry like a little crackhead.
I'm taking my Buzz for sure. Sammy got me a Buzz Lightyear from the Disney store. Original OG with the spaceship box. Like, legit. Has Andy on his foot.
Yeah, he does.
If your Buzz don't have Andy on the foot, he's a fake Buzz.
Yeah, he's not the OG.
He ain't real. So, I definitely want to take my Buzz. I'm pretty excited to go.
Me too.
Shout out to Nico and Glenda, man. Shout out to my brother and his wife for blessing us with tickets.
Dude, I can't wait.
We'll be going to see them in California soon. Good luck. Hopefully, he's doing a little better, you know. I'm happy to go out there and see him.
For sure. I'm really excited to see Nico, too. I have not seen him in a very long time.
Yeah.
Last time I seen him was in 2012, maybe?
2013.
I was going to say, like, 2012, 2013, somewhere in there.
Yeah, around there.
Somewhere in there.
Which is
last time I seen him was actually at your mama's house with you.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. That was before me and Sammy got together.
No, I lied. Last time I seen him was when we were riding around in the truck.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I used to drive a Chevy Z71. It was nice. It wasn't mine, but I was driving it.
And we were doing other things that we probably shouldn't have been doing at the time.
We were just kids. We were just kids having fun, you know.
Yeah.
Doing things. But that was super fun, though. And I think that it's been awesome so far.
Mm-hmm.
Doing things. And living day to day.
Living our lives.
Me and Sammy's been through some crazy things.
A whole lot of crazy things. We've definitely been through our fair share of ups and downs in life.
We seen a deer jump over my car out of nowhere.
Oh my god, that was crazy. That was super crazy. Like, literally did not hit us. He alley-ooped completely over our fucking hood.
We were going to get ice cream real late at night. And we were going back home on a back road. And I had a Volkswagen Jetta. And the deer randomly jumped out in front of us, and I didn't even see him until his hoofs were already in the air over the car.
But he didn't hit us. We didn't hit him.
No, it was a blessing.
He literally ollie-ooped over the fucking hood.
It was really a blessing for that whole thing.
It was crazy. That was a crazy experience.
Right. Oh, shout out to your grandma, by the way, you know?
My grandma?
I actually lost my grandma. Couple months before 2020 arose. I lost my grandmother in November, and Sammy almost lost her grandmother as well. It was getting real bad, but she's bouncing back, and Sammy's grandma's doing good now.
Dude, she is the toughest lady I know. Like, literally, and I'm not just saying that to be saying that. Like, my grandma has survived a broken hip, like 7 heart attacks, like 6 strokes. She survived cancer twice.
And she was on full life support. They really thought she was gonna be gone.
Dude, she was on full life support for like 4 days. And the first like 16 hours, she was completely unconscious. Completely unconscious, like not responding. They did not think she was gonna make it. They were preparing us and everything. And she was like, oh no, I'm not going nowhere yet.
Also, I apologize for my neighbors upstairs. They're making a little bit of noise. So if you guys hear any rumbling, that's just my neighbors. I apologize for that.
But yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy. And shout out to Grandma, because Grandma's really... Sammy's grandma bounced back hard. You know, we all really thought that we were going to lose her.
Dude, I went and seen her today, and she was sitting up in a wheelchair talking to me, smiling. Got a good collar to her. I wasn't hooked up to her breathing machine, nothing. She walked in, she goes, oh, there's my babies coming to see me because I went there with my brother. She was super excited to see us. But I love her. We try to go see her constantly.
We should do a video. For the people that don't know, me and Sammy have a YouTube channel.
Go like and subscribe.
And we should go make a video with Grandma and go talk to her.
I don't know. I'd have to ask her, though, before I put her on camera. Because definitely. She's one of those ladies that if she don't look good, don't put her on camera. She'll be upset.
Yeah, well, that's why, you know, we talk to her. Tell her. Yeah. People get to see her.
That was just her birthday, too. She actually got to have another birthday.
My grandma was in a video. She was in the Chasing the Sun video. She had a little cameo.
I know.
You seen her in the doorway, standing in her door. It was actually really cool. R.I.P. to my grandma.
Very sorry, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, very, very sorry, by the way.
If you go back and watch that video, though, it's kind of haunting now to see her right there in the doorway, you know? Feels weird. Feels weird that I haven't been back to her house yet.
I know, I bet it does. So,
but it's okay, you know?
Yeah, it's okay.
But good things. We've been doing the YouTube channel for a while, and that's been doing good. Shout out to everyone who's been subscribing to us on that.
Who's been watching our videos and keeping an eye out. And again, please go like and subscribe. It's under Sammy and Dave.
And we just do it for fun. We just do it out of fun, man.
Yep.
You'll be getting Disneyland videos soon.
Yeah. By the way, if you do go watch our YouTube videos, there is a bunch of cameos of those in there.
Oh, yeah, you'll see all the Sammy's VHS tapes. You'll get to see the Smurf collection that she has.
Yes. Oh, indeed. It is amazing. But it is under Sammy with a Y, two M's, and spelled out, and then Dave.
D-A-V-E.
Yes.
So go subscribe to that, man. Check us out on there.
Go watch our videos. You can laugh at us, comment, whatever. Boy, we have some tough skin as people.
I don't even know who you are.
I don't even know who you are. But you're two tikis. I love them.
Oh, man. So, we told the people about the VHS tapes. We told the people about the Sailor Moon tapes. We started telling the people about the Disney adventure. Should we talk about the next adventure that we're trying to have in life?
Which would be?
Me and Sammy's thinking about moving to California.
Thinking about it.
Sammy's never seen the ocean and has never got to experience it. So it's been something that we've been considering. We do have a safety net out there. I do have family out there that we would be able to stay with. And obviously we'd have jobs and whatnot lined up. But we are definitely thinking about it. I gotta take care of some bills first. I gotta pay some things off and whatnot. And then we were thinking about getting out of Ohio, maybe not for too long, maybe a year, 2 years at most.
Again, change of pace.
Yeah, just change of pace.
Me and Dave both feel like being in the city we're in and gone through what we've gone through in the last 4 or 5 years, change of pace is needed. And again, I feel like every human being can understand that in a sense of being caught up in ruts, being caught around toxic people, toxic situations, whatever the issue may be, just needing that change of pace. And again, that's how you grow.
Right.
You experience new things, you grow. You break your comfort zone, that's how you grow.
And you know, I've been all throughout the U.S. And besides Ohio, the only other place I can see myself living is Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I love the environment. I love the culture, you know. The food. Food's excellent.
I've never been. So I couldn't say for myself that yet until I actually go out there and understand and experience it for myself.
I feel like she's going to fall in love with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I love nature. When I went to Tennessee, I fell in love with Tennessee. Like, the Rocky Mountains, man, the mountains in general. The mountains, I went to this place down there, and it was called Eastern Overlook. Okay, and we literally went climbing and hiking on these trails for like 2 or 3 hours before we eventually got to it, because it was like a big, huge park. And when we finally got to it, it was an overlook, like, well, what an overlook, overseeing a mountain valley. And Nothing else could compare to this. Nothing else. We went in, like, October, kind of warm out, so it was, like, all the leaves were changing, and there was a river, and then we were sitting in, like, the middle of the mountains overlooking the mountain valley.
Right.
It was beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like when you go to California, though, and see the mountains, too, you would really like it. Mm-hmm. Especially if you go in the wintertime, it'll be 60, 70 out in, like, December, but you'll see snow on the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was really sweet. And in January, when you wake up, you know, when you get up real early, mm-hmm. it's, like, real foggy and looks all gloomy with the palm trees. Then the sun starts to come out more and it turns into a really nice day.
See, I wish it was like that here. But no, we be having sometimes days where the fog is just, it's like a Scooby-Doo movie.
We have all seasons in one day some days.
Some days we do, yeah. You wake up and it's sunny and 50, and then by the time you go to bed, it's 30 and snowing.
Yeah, it's such a different culture.
Yeah.
Being from the Midwest, man. Oh my God.
Another ankle breaker.
Oh my God. Sammy's popping her ankles, man. Oh my God. Do you have insurance, kid?
All I did was shift my foot down to the ground, too. I wasn't even trying to do that. It just did that naturally.
Oh, man. Sammy's on the podcast breaking ankles.
You're gonna have to tell Cooch so he can be like, ha ya!
Oh, yeah.
Breaking ankles.
Cooch is always talking about breaking ankles. Shout out to Don Cooch. And my brother's always talking about breaking kneecaps. Oh, my goodness. Violence.
Oh, you boys are wild.
You want some violence? I'll show you some violence. Shout out to the one dude from How High.
That's the one hilarious dude?
Movie. The one nerdy guy.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about now. And he ends up getting his butt kicked anyway.
Yeah.
So,
let's talk about Sammy's first tattoo. That was something I wanted to bring up. What was your first tattoo?
Luna from Sailor Moon.
Shout out to Dominic for doing Sammy's first tattoo.
Shout out to Dominic for having the patience to do my first tattoo.
That was something that was a whole new experience. The guy... go ahead.
I have an issue with needles. And I was... straight thought like I had some balls, and come to find out I have baby balls. I don't have big kahunas, I got little baby balls. It was videotaped and it was on Facebook. My brother looked at it at me as soon as I kicked the gun, and it said, I'm videotaping this and I'm putting it on Facebook. No matter what you say or think or do. So you can't get mad at me in a day or two when you see it, because I'm telling you, I'm posting it. And I screamed. There was somebody else in there doing another tattoo, and he literally stopped doing his, come out, and thought that I was getting, like, my arm hacked off as bad as I was screaming and freaking out.
The guy thought, he was like, it sounds like someone's taking a chainsaw to you, because she was screaming in agony that bad. And mind you, she was getting a tattoo on the inner forearm.
And it's not even, there's, like, no color to it. It's really just an outline. Yeah.
It's an artistic outline.
Like, if you didn't know Sailor Moon, you would think it was just a cat. If you knew Sailor Moon, you'd know it was Luna. But I did that for a reason, because I know I wanted it to be subtle.
Sammy wants the whole Sailor Moon sleeve. Don't even let her lie to you.
Yeah, but the first one I wanted to be subtle. I think I'm going to go get my next one. It's probably going to be a half moon with Luna sitting on the bottom of it and have roses throughout the moon. I know. I'm busting
Sammy
knees
abuses
now.
Me a lot. Sammy's breaking her ankles and breaking my knees. She's
I'm not
abusing
him.
Me.
I am not abusing him. Don't
she's
let him
so
put that impression out. Our hat
hashtag
is just really
stop
little.
The violence.
So?
You're not gonna tell the people about your next tattoo?
My next
okay, because you just told them the epic story about round one. You
oh,
gotta tell
round
them how,
two? Round two,
how
I was
round
numb.
Two, you
round
went
two,
back
I...
as a champ.
I did. Round two, I was numb. I was freaking out, panicking. Literally, like. Again, shout out to Dominic. Round two, his little girl was there, and she held my hand. She did. She held my hand and thought that I was being a big baby because of how nervous I was and how, like, I was starting to panic. And, like I said, he numbed me. There's stuff out there that you can get that will numb you, and it's kind of like Novocaine for the skin. Kind of looks and feels like aloe, but it's green and goopy. Some people say it doesn't work on them, but for me, I was cool. I didn't feel a thing until he was almost done. But my next tattoo after the first was Alice from Alice in Wonderland. Disney's version of Alice, and she's on my shoulder. And that didn't hurt that bad. Like I said,
You weren't screaming in agony?
No, I mean, a little bit, but not nowhere near as bad. Like, a teeny tiny little bit compared to the first time. But again, I was numb.
I know you've said
that. And I couldn't see it.
I know you've said that you want to get your chest tatted.
I do want a chest tattoo, but I think I'm too pussy for that at this very, very moment in time. Maybe after a couple more and I actually go a little bit more of a cojones balls instead of baby balls.
I feel like you would be able to do it.
But yeah, actually, I want Sailor Moon's Silver Crystal fully busted open like it's supposed to be, and it kind of looks like a lotus. Mm. But I want that on my chest.
Yeah, that's probably going to take a lot of work. Mm-hmm. A lot of numbing.
Oh, it's probably going to take a couple of sessions.
Yeah. But that's something, you know, that's going to have a lot of scar tissue by the last session, depending how long you drag it out.
I know.
You could do it, though. You're a champ. I really want to see Sammy get this done. She has my full support.
But yeah, I think my next one is going to be a half moon.
You should just get a face tat.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please, anybody out there listening, you tattoos, what, anywhere on your body, just anywhere, please, not your face.
Why not?
To me...
Nico don't even have a face tat yet.
That's like convict criminal things. What? You know what I mean? That's somebody who never wants to have any kind of true aspect in life. Because, why do that to your face? That, I mean, and if you really, really, really think about it, you're getting ink done on your body. Think about it in the aspect of you're eventually going to get old. Your skin's not going to stay nice and tight and firm forever. Depending on what you do in your life, drugs, heavy alcohol, not drinking enough water, all that's going to age you.
Takashi's face is going to look horrible in like 40 years.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Do you want to be 20 getting a cool face tattoo and they'd be 40 and it'd be a nasty blob on your cheek that you hate?
Exactly. Well, hey, people live for today, I guess.
And that's my point. Like, if you're getting them in general, just think of placement as to where you're getting them. Like, not to be weird, but I had a great aunt, and when she, in the 60s, when she was 20 years old, and it was a badass thing to do for a girl to go get a tattoo because most girls couldn't stand that pain at the time, she went and got a rose done, and she got it done on the top part of, like, her chest boob area. It was more on her boob than her chest, but it was, like, at the top of it. Mm. She showed this to me being in her 70s, because she got my first tattoo. Although, check this out. She showed me this, and she goes, this is what it eventually could be if you're not careful and don't take care of your skin and you how you age.
And it was all saggy.
And you couldn't really even tell that it was a rose anymore. It looked like a red splotch.
Ugh.
But that's my point. Like, everything, you just think of placement. Think of placement and think of ways to protect your skin. People say baby oil or olive oil is really, really good to hold color and to keep the skin tight, to hold them in a nice design. Mm. You know?
Yeah. So.
After they're healed, of course.
So, eventually you're just going to have a whole Sailor Moon body suit of tattoos. That's like the overall goal.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I
want each character, but I want each character done in little ways, not like, oh, just here's them all together in this pose. I don't want that. Like I said, I want each character in their own little way. Like, I already technically have Luna, so on my half moon, I'm probably going to put Artemis or Diana in there. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. I also know that you're a really big movie person as well. What do you think your favorite movie of all time is, and why?
Oh, Donnie Darko.
You know what? That was actually my guess. This question's been on my mind for the past few minutes, and I was like, I bet you it's Donnie Darko.
Yeah, it's either Donnie Darko or Across the Universe.
Both good choices.
I mean, okay, so we'll start with Donnie Darko, because if you've never seen that movie, it has Jake Gyllenhaal in it, Drew Barrymore's in it, technically Seth Rogen's in a little small piece. That was like his first movie after he did the...
Patrick Swayze's in it.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze's in it, but... There is so many different ways that movie could be interpreted.
Yeah.
That it's just a mindfuck. You know what I mean? The whole movie is really, in a sense, just a mindfuck, and depending on how you perceive it. Yes.
Jake Gyllenhaal, who was in that movie?
Yes. But Donnie Darko is set in the 80s, and it's about a kid who... It's about a kid who's schizophrenic, who's having visions of this dude named Frank, and Frank is in... a bunny suit, like a creepy, demented-looking bunny suit, and Frank is telling him that the world's gonna end at a certain date and point in time, And throughout the whole movie, it leads into all these different weird events where he can see people's time path and he's starting to hallucinate more and all these things, to eventually his girlfriend dying, and he himself ended up shooting the real life Frank. Like, Frank the Bunny is a real person, and he ends up shooting him at the end and going all the way back in time and dying. It's a mindfuck. Again, that whole movie's a mindfuck. Is it about the kid being schizophrenic, just seeing shit? Is it about time travel? Is it about God's purpose? And the end of it, it's a whole mindfuck. You just have to watch it.
It's a great 90s movie.
No, it came out in 2000.
It's a great 90s movie.
It came out in 2000. It didn't even come out in the 90s. I know,
but it has the demeanor of a 90s movie.
Yes. And then Across the Universe, second pick.
Bono's in that movie.
Bono is in that movie. That movie... you could call it a Beatles movie because it totally is. Everything in it is Beatles reference, Beatles named, Beatles everything. But it's such a beautiful movie. It's all this stuff that it's about a group of people that go through the experience of living in the 60s. And each character, even though they're named after certain Beatles things, they represent certain things from that era. Like the one character, her name is Sadie, and she's a resemblance of Janis Joplin.
No, Joe. Another resemblance of Jimi Hendrix.
Yes. And then Bono. Bono's character is named Andy, and he's a resemblance of Andy Warhol.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
There's just all these different little things in there. But again, that's a beautiful movie, too. If you've never seen it, I definitely recommend that as well.
Let's talk about the Beatles. Before we wrap this up, I feel like that is the last thing that we need to tell the people about. Sammy is one of the biggest Beatles fans I've ever met in my life. And for the record, when I first met Sammy, I liked some of John Lennon's stuff. I wasn't that familiar. And now I can say I am a Beatles fan. You see me with a Beatles shirt, it's because I'm a real fan.
I love them so much that literally three note keys to most of their songs and my ear's picking it up and I'm finding them. I was actually at the bar with Tyler's sister, Kayla. And
shout out Tyler and Kayla.
Dude, they had the jukebox going, but it was really soft. Like, nobody could hear it. I was sitting there, and next thing you know, I just wandered off and found it. And Kayla's like, where'd you go? I was talking to you, and I went to go grab my drink, and I turned back, and you were gone. I was like, I heard the Beatles. And she's like, how the fuck did you hear that? I was like, I don't know. But huge. Like, they just... I don't know, they make my heart melt, and they make me feel like nothing else in this world does, and I love them. I love them. I love their music. I love what they did for the music world. I love what they did for the world in general. Like, think about it, they were the first musicians in general to sell out fucking stadiums. There was no such thing as selling out a stadium before the Beatles came around.
Which is insane that they were the first ones to do it, and they actually paved the way for them to build better speakers and better auditoriums to handle a live show.
All of that, a lot of that shit that you see people like Kanye West, that like the in-ears and a lot of the advanced shit that they're using like that
came from the Beatles doing.
Started and stemmed from that era, from them. They were the first ones to do it. They started in the 50s playing like little, I guess what you call like mom and pop clubs. You know what I mean? Like in a building's basement that can only hold like 60, 70 people. They got to the point where they were filling that out so badly that the streets were filled with people jamming. And they were getting the cops called, so they had to go to bigger venues. Right. And then those bigger venues eventually led to people building stadiums for them.
And Sammy showed me videos. The Beatles were taken there by an armored truck and literally drove onto the baseball fields and into the stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
They had a ride in an armored truck, so that's probably why they quit touring. It was probably too much.
It is, yes. If you don't know this, the Beatles all together, actual studio albums, not compilations, not this and that thrown together. Like, actual them creating music studio albums, there's, I think, 11 or 12. They only toured and only ever did tour on the first, like, six. After, I believe it was Revolver. It was either Revolver or the album that came out before Revolver. There was a point where they were, all four of them were at a disdain where a couple of them were like, fuck this is too much, we can't, I'm done. And the only reason they stayed together is because they agreed not to tour.
Right.
Seriously. And by the way, everyone that wants to bitch and cry and complain and say Yoko Ono is the reason the Beatles fell apart, no it is not. Do your research. They were doing heroin, and John Lennon could not handle that. He was getting too much. Between the mood swings and the ups and downs with coming with that disease and drug. when Yoko Ono got pregnant with their son, John Lennon wanted her to abort because he wanted to keep doing heroin with her, and she thought she couldn't do it because she was pregnant. Literally, and then he got mad and beat the fuck out of her for it. And that's not a big known Beatles thing, but that's truth.
That is crazy.
And again, people want to claim Lennon is the king of hippies, which he was, I'm not saying that, but do your research and look at him for a full person.
Also, I think George Harrison is my favorite Beatle. Sammy blessed me with the All Things Must Pass original vinyl for my birthday last year, or the year before it, and I loved it, and I play it on my record player all the time.
It makes me happy. I'm happy that you love that. I really am.
Sammy showed me the way.
No, I think I just opened you up to that. You know, what really gets me too is when you get people out there that are like, oh, I just don't like them. Oh, this, that, and the other. Like, have you ever actually not listened to them?
You gotta love yourself to love the Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at least to have a true understanding of what an unconditional love is to love them.
Right.
You know?
That is true.
And that's another thing, man. You people out there just don't know how to love and love unconditionally. And that's what the hell this world needs.
And on that note. I think that's it, man. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Shout out to the beautiful and wonderful Sammy Sams for being on the podcast. Go to our YouTube. They can do what?
Like and subscribe.
And turn the notifications on. Over Here It's Original, the Ohio podcast, brought to you by Arrocho Firearms. Check them out on social media. Arrocho Firearms here in Ohio for all your CCW, carry concealed weapons, training classes, or basic pistol training. Get a hold of Arrocho Firearms, and that's it.
That's it. We out.
We're out. Until next time.